A Moment in Wine with Fred Tregaskis, underwritten by Summit Wine Cellars, located in Ridgefield, Connecticut, 203-916-1664. You'll find them on the web, summit-cellars.com.
Hi, welcome to A Moment in Wine. This is Fred Tregaskis, where we're tasting wines from around the world. And today, we're going to Central California. We're going to Paso Robles. We're going to be drinking the Braxton Hall Petit Verdot 2017. Now, Petit Verdot is an interesting grape variety. I mean, it's one of my favorite, but it's tricky. It is used primarily as a blending grape. It's from southwest of France. It was used a long time ago, very heavily in blending the Bordeaux wines there, but it's sort of fallen out of favor even there because it ripens so late, and phylloxera, the terrible disease that attacked a lot of the grapevines in early part of the century, eliminated the Petit Verdot there, and then finally in 1956 there was a huge frost that pretty well wiped out the rest of it. There's still a little bit planted and used in some of the famous blends of Pichon Lalande. Even Margaux uses a little bit, or Palmar uses a little bit of it in Bordeaux, but it's not being used so much anymore. However, besides being a blending grape, it has some characteristics that I think are just very distinctive and fun. First off, is this hugely intense color. I mean, it is teeth staining purple and opaque in the glass. I'm looking at it now and I cannot see through the glass. It's black purple. And I swirl it in the glass and it coats my glass with a nice purple haze. We're drinking, like I said, the Paso Robles, California Petit Verdot, and it seems to have found a bigger home in California, even in the France right now. Washington State is also growing a lot of Petit Verdot. Let's see here. As I was saying, it's almost opaque black in the glass, and the smell is I'm getting like the forest floor, leaf pile smells, nice dried flower, ripe fruit aroma, and And as soon as I put it to the lips, you know it's a different grape. There's a soft, ripe acidity to it. I'm getting anise, olives, mocha flavors. As it goes back in the mouth, I'm getting a very nice, dry, tongue-cleansing, velvety acidity, I guess. But it's soft and rich, very intense, like I said. But not abrasive. So it's a rich, velvety wine overall. I think it's might not be the wine for everybody, but I certainly enjoy it on occasion. I think it's a perfect pairing for richer foods like grilled sausage, or certainly at this time of year, it would be a great accompaniment to a venison steak. This is the Braxton Hall 2017 Petit Verdot from Paso Robles.